With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden issuing a pardon to his son.
Hunter Biden was soon to be sentenced in a gun possession case in Delaware and a California case accusing him of not paying over $1 million in taxes, to which he pleaded guilty in September. But despite repeated promises he would not pardon his son, President Biden has done just that. The president released a statement saying that he believes in the justice system, but also believes raw politics led to a miscarriage of justice. The move comes less than 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After pardoning his son Hunter, President Biden making a visit to sub-Saharan Africa to showcase a U.S.-backed railway project across three countries. Biden's trip promotes the Lobito Corridor development in Zambia, Congo, and Angola. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump plans to nominate a new FBI director, even though Christopher Wray still has 3 years left on the job. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Over the weekend, the president-elect announced that Kash Patel, one of his most vocal and loyal allies, is his pick to run the FBI. The announcement means that current FBI Director Christopher Wray can either resign from the job or wait to be fired once Trump takes office in January. FBI directors are appointed to 10-year terms, a length of time that extends beyond two consecutive presidential terms and is meant to give the agency independence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Parts of the Great Lakes region are seeing new snow, and they are facing the prospect of even more coming this week. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 100 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 159 points. This is SRN News. Are you ready for Giving Tuesday?
America's churches, ministries, and Christian nonprofits hope that you are. It's become an annual tradition for such organizations to seek special donations on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, countering the stark consumerism of the better-known Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Americans are a generous people, especially when it comes to their churches, but several years of economic pressure have prompted some experts to predict a decline in end-of-the-year giving. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Human rights activists, religious freedom groups, and some members of Congress are urging FIFA not to pick Saudi Arabia as the site of the 2034 World Cup soccer tournament. The decision by FIFA member federations on December 11th has been seen as inevitable since last year, despite the kingdom's record of persecuting Christians and other groups. Saudi Arabia ranks 13th on Open Door's annual World Watch List. Saudi Arabia observes strict Islamic law. This is SRN News. A white Kansas City, Kansas police detective accused of sexually assaulting Black women and girls and terrorizing those who tried to fight back is facing trial this week, the charges against 71-year-old Roger Golubsky, part of a tangle of cases tied to decades of alleged abuse. A young Colorado girl is out of the hospital. That's after being attacked by a coyote she and a friend mistook for someone's pet dog.
The 4-year-old girl approached the coyote that was crouching behind a tree near Colorado Springs. The animal lunged, grabbing the back of her head and causing serious injuries before her father chased it away. The child spent the night in the hospital, and now Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials are hunting for the coyote. Without the girl's father's quick and decisive response, wildlife officials say the outcome could have been much worse. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.